Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, is with us now. Brian, wow, wild start to free agency, and free agency doesn't start for 25 hours. It's been crazy.
Well, it's like what the old baseball hot stove league
yeah.
would be like. I mean, it's the new NFL, and teams got money, and they have needs. And, you know, I think if the one thing that you always look at, you know, I don't care who's winning the Super Bowl, you look at how they did it, you know, and the Eagles, 10 of their 22 players that started the Super Bowl game were acquired via free agency. So if you want to turn your fortunes around the way the Eagles have and the way the Browns want to, free agency is one of the ways that you can do that.
What do you think about Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota? Is that going to be a move that's going to pay off for them? $84 million, they're saying maybe guaranteed. That's insane.
Well, it is, unless it works.
I mean, they were
in the NFC Championship game this year, and if Kirk Cousins, you know, doesn't throw a pick six and doesn't have a ball fumbled, you know, at his 20-yard line when it's 14-7, and he doesn't make those mistakes, maybe, you know, you got to play it out. It is. But what are the Vikings going to do? They don't believe that Case Keenum is the guy. They had the entire year to look at him, and they don't believe he is. So you've got to find that guy. You have to find that guy. Philadelphia found it in Carson Wentz. They've turned their fortunes around. Brady. I mean, these guys, they're hard to find. But when you get them, you never stop building around them.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Brian, so let's go over what the Browns have done so far. And, you know, they were very busy on Friday. And Saturday, they made four trades. They acquired Tyrod Taylor. They acquired Jarvis Landry. They traded Danny Shelton. And they traded DeShone Kizer. When you put all those moves together, do you like what the Browns did?
I do. I was with a coach that was with the Ravens when Tyrod Taylor was in Baltimore. We were talking about him. And he said flat out, he was the best athlete on the team of any player at any position. And he would drive Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis, he would drive him crazy in practice. Now, that was when he was a backup to Joe Flacco. But I think he's an upgrade over DeShone Kizer. I don't think there's any question about it. Is he a finished product? Is he an answer? No, but look, they're going to draft a quarterback, and you don't know when these guys are going to be ready. But he is a good leader. He is a tough kid. He's a great athlete. They improved that position, I think, a lot. And who can argue with what Jarvis Landry has done this league the first 4 years? I think they've gotten better at two positions, and they've gotten tougher at two positions. And the one thing the Browns have to do, and John Dorsey knows this, is they have to get tougher. Physically and mentally, they have to get tougher. And it starts with bringing in tougher players.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger from NFL Network. Brian, do you have a favorite quarterback in this upcoming draft?
Yeah, I do. I just happen to be biased towards Baker Mayfield.
Me too. Yeah, Baldy, I love it. Here we go.
Well, I mean, I was with him Friday night at the Maxwell Awards. He couldn't have handled himself any better. That's after, you know, being in Indianapolis for the Combine, flying to NFL Network in Los Angeles, flying to Atlantic City in a snowstorm, putting a tuxedo on, stopping at Wawa, getting a cup of coffee, and showing up. Now, that's that. But he's been a four-year starter at Texas Tech. I do Big 12 games on Saturday. I've seen him at Texas Tech. I've done his games at Oklahoma. I've seen him live. I think I have a pretty good feel what kind of kid he is. He's my favorite quarterback in the draft.
I'm with you, man. I think his attitude, his leadership is what this team needs, what the Browns need. It's going to take a special player, I think, Baldy, to come in and take over this franchise.
Well, I do too. I mean, look, 0-16 is nothing that, and, you know, you can't run from it. You can't hide from it. It's there. Yeah. It's a big black mark. Now, you know, look, there's only one direction they can go, but it's mired in being, you know, the worst franchise in football in a long time. And that's not an easy situation to come into, but, You know, Baker Mayfield, I was just talking to him the other night, and look, he's a two-time walk-on. He walked on at Texas Tech. As an engineer, wasn't recruited highly coming out of Lake Travis High School in Austin, was a late bloomer, realized he could play at the Big 12 level, and grew up an Oklahoma Sooner fan, going back to Barry Switzer, and said, you know what, I could play in this league. Let me go to the best team in the league, and let me go crack that roster. And he did, and he cracked it for 3 years, and, you know, was a Heisman Trophy winner, and got his team into the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. I don't know. He's got a great resume. I like him a lot. I'm not knocking any other quarterbacks in this draft. But if you ask me who my favorite is, it's Baker.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger of NFL Network. More on free agency and the draft coming up in just a second. But first, that sound means it's time for this hour's signing bonus code word. Your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word STRONG, S-T-R-O-N-G, to 72881, or go to www.entercomcontest.com. Enter the code word STRONG by the end of the hour. Plenty of time to enter. Don't text and drive. Message data rates apply. It's the signing bonus national contest right here on The Fan. Brian, Sam Bradford has made $114 million in his career. He's just got paid another $20 million by Arizona. He's had one good season his entire career. It's great to be a quarterback, isn't it?
It is. You know, look, they don't have a quarterback on the roster right now. They need somebody,
yep,
you know, to go down there. Now, you know, obviously Sam's had the injuries. He's also been the rookie of the year, and, you know, he's done some good things in this league. There's no question. He has to be protected really, really well. I mean, that's the next step, is to make sure they get max protection. But, you know, it's been unfortunate for Sam. He has been injured a lot. I tend to think that injured players stayed injured, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope that Sam has a good career. But it also goes to show you that even when this was just a 12-team league, you know, back in the 40s or 50s, there wasn't enough good quarterbacks. And there was not enough good quarterbacks. And so these guys get in a carousel, and they could cash in a number of times, and Sam will cash in again in another spot. And, you know, maybe he'll have good fortune there.
Hey, Baldy, you know, you played at the same time as John Dorsey. Your career, obviously, longer than his. Mm-hmm. But do you remember playing against him on the field?
Yeah, he was up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, we went up there one time. I went up there a couple times to play.
Yeah.
But I know I played against him in when I was in Philadelphia, and I might have played against him and maybe in Indianapolis. But I know we played against him up in Green Bay one year.
Yeah.
But, look, I mean, he's got a proven track record, John, and I think the Browns are fortunate to go get a proven guy that has done a good job of, you know, got a good eye for talent, get back to real football and, you know, selecting good players, and that's where it all starts.
Brian, when you look at what the Jets here, it looks like the Jets are about to sign Teddy Bridgewater. You know, we've been talking a lot about maybe the Jets would try to trade up with the Browns at four to get a quarterback. You think if they do sign Teddy Bridgewater here, the Jets still go after a quarterback in the draft?
Well, all these teams that are taking these quarterbacks, I mean, you can only bridge with guys for so long. Now, we don't know what Teddy Bridgewater is going to be like. Nobody does. He's been out for 2 years. What kind of rust? What kind of health? Is he gun-shy in the pocket? I mean, we don't know what he's going to be like. But, you know, I grew up on Long Island. I kind of feel like I know the Jets. I feel like they've been bridging that position forever, whether it was with Favre or Sanchez didn't work out or, you know, whatever, Richard Todd. I mean, they need a bona fide quarterback. Now, maybe Teddy Bridgewater is that guy, but I don't think signing Teddy Bridgewater in any way precludes them from not drafting a quarterback.
Agreed.
Baldy, what do you think happens with the situation here in Cleveland with Joe Thomas? And the Browns are looking at Nate Solder potentially from the Patriots. Is that, I know you study the offensive line a ton. I mean, do you think that Solder is a good replacement if Joe retires?
Nate Solder is a great replacement. He might be the best. Well, I'm not going to say he's the best athlete. Trent Williams, a healthy Jason Peters, they're all great athletes. But Nate Solder is a special athlete. I mean, I've studied every one of his games this year. I thought he had a great season. And, look, everybody gets beat. And when that guy does get beat, he can recover with elite athleticism. I think he's an upgrade. I mean, I don't think Nate is 30 years old yet. I don't know, 28 years old?
He's turning 30 next month.
Okay. So, I mean, he's right there. But, I mean, he's right in the prime of his career. He's been healthy.
Yeah.
You know, they're a passing team in New England. Yes, having Tom Brady helps anybody. But I think he's an upgrade over probably 27, 28 left tackles in this league, I think, right now.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's pretty significant. That would be good.
You know, we had a reporter on from New England, Ben Volen. He suggested that, you know, something we hadn't really thought of, honestly, that maybe the Browns are not even going to give Joe Thomas a choice here. You think that's possible?
Well, I think they owe it to Joe Thomas to see what he wants to do. I mean, you know, he's been their most consistent best player for a decade. I mean, I think they should flesh it out. But, I mean, you can't wait too long here. I mean, if you're going to get in the sweepstakes, you got to know what you're going to do. I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money to get Nate Solder. I think there's going to be a lot of interest. I mean, if you just look at what happened to Andrew Whitworth last year, nobody thought that at age 35 he would leave Cincinnati, get a lucrative contract, and then play at the level that he did. The Rams would not have done what they did, regardless of how good Sean McVay is, without what Andrew Whitworth did. They're at a premium in this league.
What did you think of the Cordy Glenn deal between the Bengals and the Bills there? And do you think the Bills are going to eventually try to get up and get a quarterback in the draft as well?
I think the Bills are going to draft a quarterback. I think what happened to Bills last year, Cordy Glenn got hurt, and Deion Dawkins, their second-round pick out of Temple, who everybody said, you know, isn't a tackle, he's a guard. Well, Juan Castillo is the offensive line coach up there, and that Deion Dawkins started the whole season at left tackle, and he played really well. So I think Cordy Glenn became expendable for him, and they're like, well, we got this young guy. It's almost, you know, like, look, you get hurt, somebody steps in there, and he plays really well. Well, that's the right. Next guy that got replaced is expendable, and I think, you know, I mean, I think Cincinnati has to get better at that position. They drafted some tackles. They haven't worked out. I think Cordy Glenn, when healthy, is a pretty good player.
Baldy, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
All right, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.